morning. Everything has a shadow, literally. And shadows are inseparable. Although shadows can be made bigger or smaller. And everyone has a shadow side. I don't just mean a literal shadow, but within our character, we can have a wicked streak or a weak streak. And again, it's inseparable, but it can be played up or played down. Maybe we can't cure it, but maybe we can cope with it. Every invention and discovery has the two sides and has the shadow side. The wheel can be used for good or ill. The invention of fire or dynamite or splitting the atom or discoveries in genetics. They always come with a good positive side and a negative bad side, a shadow side. We have to accept in this world that we have terrorism and corruption and ill health and abuse and violence and prejudice and hate and exploitation and greed, all these shadow sides. What can we do about it? Is there good news? Well, I said shadows can be lengthened or shortened, if not cut off altogether. How can we shorten the shadow, make it less? Well, the strategic use of light and the strategic positioning of things. In fact, the best news is this. The noonday sun eclipses everything. When the noonday sun is there, there's no shadows. It reappears very quickly afterwards. But light is the antidote to darkness. And Jesus is the light of the world. Fill your life with Jesus, and the shadowy side is shrunk to insignificance. It's always there latently, waiting its opportunity to reappear, but it can be tamed and subdued indefinitely. Christians living their lives in Christ are always able to sin, but they can also, with Christ's help, go for long spells, walking in the light, not sinning. That's the good news. We're able at times to resist temptation and not sin.